Hello and welcome to Brown Girl Table Talk. I'm your host, Erica L. Today's podcast is brought to you by EZT Agile. EZT Agile provides agile training services, agile consulting and coaching services, agile transformation services, as well as AML tools. Please contact them at 919-655-3982 or check them out on their website at www.eztagile.com. So for this topic, this week, I've been really pondering on, and my goal is to put out a podcast every Sunday, but I literally pondered back and forth with this topic for today, not because it's difficult to talk about, but it really weighed heavy on me, especially this week, and so I just want to talk a little bit about finding some ease when you're in turmoil, if your life is chaotic and you're not quite where you want to be. There's been a lot of life events that have occurred for many people, including myself. And so with that being said, I'm not saying that everything is negative, but definitely having the ability to cope and deal with certain situations, no matter what the turmoil is, being able to cope with it and find ways to ease or even alleviate the stress. I know this week, this past week, one thing was very interesting. You like, all hell can break loose at any given time. Last week, I got a text message from my son on a Thursday afternoon, and usually he'll text me something, you know, like if he's at his lunch break or something like that. But this text message was quite different, where there was a potential threat at his school. It was a code red. And he just texted me code red, nothing else, just code red. So, of course, you know, I went into straight mommy mode and was very, very concerned. So I'm like, okay, how do I text him back? Because I don't want to seem, you know, like overbearing or anything, or like, scare him. So I texted him, was like, what do you mean code red? What's a code red? So he starts texting me back. So him and I began to text back and forth. He lets me know what the situation is and that he's okay. So my first response to him after, he let me know what was going on, I literally wrote, I plead the blood of Jesus over your life. Not knowing, I didn't want him to know that I was feeling nervous or worried or feeling like I was in turmoil at the time. But I wanted to reassure him on the other end, although I was having those feelings, I wanted to reassure him that although this was a stressful time, that we were going to get through it. So, of course, I started talking to him. And then before you know it, the conversation literally stopped in mid texting back and forth. And I'm like, oh, my God, did the person end up coming into school? Were they not able to apprehend the person? And, of course, I went into panic mode. But a calm panic, I can pat myself on the back and say calm panic. So I did what any other parent would do. I started calling other parents. And I went to the lounge of where I work, and I went into the lounge and turned the TV on, didn't hear anything. So for that small period of time, I felt like I was in turmoil because of the unknown. But I also began to meditate and think about the goodness of God, and that, hearing from other parents or what have you just kind of reassured me that, we were going to get through this and we were all going to get through it together. So we just started saying, okay, well, one of my girlfriends was like, I'm going to text my daughter. Maybe she'll respond. That kind of thing. So, we kind of went back and forth. And you guys, please excuse me. My sinuses are bothering me today. But anywho, that's not going to stop me from moving forward. So just long story short, the children, they came out safely. There was some delays. It turned out to be a prank. Thank God. It could have been a whole lot worse. But also two children were apprehended and are now looking at some serious charges. So my heart actually goes out to the family. And once again, living in turmoil, I really don't know what type of household the child came from, or even if this was a troubled child, or if this literally was like some type of peer pressure type situation or what. But I immediately began to thank God that it wasn't my child who decided to make this decision. So with that being said, I impose a question for everybody. And please feel free to respond. You can, when you're listening to the podcast on Anchor, you can definitely send me messages. You can definitely send me messages on Facebook or Instagram. I want to thank you, everyone, for following me on Instagram or Facebook. We also have a Twitter page, Brown Girl Table Talk. We do have a Twitter page as well. So like us, share, all that good stuff. But again, I just want to ask a quick question. When you see someone that may be in turmoil, what do you do? And that's my question. When you see someone in turmoil, what do you do? Me personally, I like flowers. I like plants. And I have two actually at my front door. And there's a lot of sunlight that comes in. And sometimes the flowers, what do you do when you see a plant wilting? The flower will wilt a little. What do we do when we see that flower wilting? Guess what? We water it. We get a bottle of water, what have you, from the sink, from the faucet. And we, water the plant. And once we water the plant, we see sometimes after a couple of days, or not even a couple of days, in hours, or the very next day, the flower begins to perk up. So my question to you all, what do you do when you see someone wilting away? Do you just let them sit there and let them continue to dry out? Or do you give them a little bit of water? Or do you give them a lot of water? Or do you end up replanting them and giving them a whole new on soil, or a whole new place to live, or a whole new way to look at life, a whole book, something? Do we just or do we just let them just sit and by the wayside and say, I'm tired of having this conversation with this same person because they make the same mistakes, So that's what comes to my mind when I think about turmoil as well. Also, being in turmoil could be exhausting and stressful. And sometimes people don't know how to recover from that. So I'm hoping that today's podcast will help someone in some way, shape, or form to come up with some easy ways to alleviate some of that turmoil. And to have peace, peace is everything. Sometimes you don't have to have anything physical, but, you can have everything, that's intangible that would bring about peace. In Romans 12:18, it says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. So how can we live at peace with everyone? That's a really tough thing, especially when somebody really did something to you that really hurt you. How can we live in peace? And I think, too, this forgiveness ties into this as well. That sometimes we hold a lot of things against people in our lives. You have that inner turmoil, you know, and you don't have any inner peace. And because you don't have any inner peace, it reflects outwardly. And so, you know, how do we deal with that? Some people get anxiety just off of the holidays. You know, so, and, you know, for some reason, when I think about living in turmoil, I think about people who are like busybodies and meddlers and people always in someone else's business and always got something going on and it's nonstop. You know, guess what happened to this person? Guess what happened to that person? Girl, you know, just like just a lot of drama. And you like, does this person like drama or what? Like, are they allergic to it or like just like stuff going on nonstop? Like, is that what they just love? And do sometimes I wonder, is that their own peace? Do they find peace in chaos? And, you know, so I kind of ask myself those questions, you know, like, are we the crazy ones not to want to have no drama in their lives? Like some people, it's almost like they feed off of it. Like they can't be without it. Like it's got to be something always going on negative in their lives. But, you know, in the book of Thessalonians, you know, there's also scripture in regards to peace as well as turmoil and how to deal with turmoil. Just FYI to anybody. Also, you know, turmoil can be so many different things in someone's life. Addictions can be a form of turmoil. Not feeling accepted, being rejected could be a form of turmoil. Also, too, you know, ways to ease that could be eliminating people, places, or things from your life is another way of, you know, dealing with, you know, turmoil. So with that being said, you know, I just want to get right into some of the ways that we can ease turmoil. Sometimes silence itself, just having some silence, absence of noise throughout the day, just to kind of quiet your mind and your spirit. I even find myself sometimes in the middle of the day, like I can be fussing at the children and I'll literally stop in mid-sentence and kind of like just take a deep breath. And they looking at me like, what's she going to say next? She going to kick us all out or what? You know, but it's actually me trying to ground myself again, you know, from the turmoil because parenting alone can be a turmoil. Anyway, but, you know, that's just one good example. You know, preoccupy yourself with positivity. Pick up a hobby or take time out to find some type of peace and tranquility in turmoil. I know taking care of sick loved ones can cause some turmoil and things of that nature. So those of you who are caregivers, take time out to yourself throughout the day, you know, to care for yourself, even if it's just a quick walk or listening to your favorite type of music or watching your favorite TV show, that kind of thing. You know, just finding some things. And, of course, you know, also another way is mindfulness. You know, I'm a big meditator. I believe in mindfulness, being able to clear your mind and be present with what you're feeling at that moment, but also taking away some of those things. Like if you're feeling angered or bored or feel like a situation is escalating, just taking a step back and practicing some mindfulness just to get your head back in tune with yourself. It's a good way. Again, like I said, taking a walk is something good. Also, you know, spending quiet time with the Lord, you know, increase yourself with happiness by giving yourself a few attributes and going to seek counseling as well. I mean, a lot of people don't believe in it. And being creative, allow your creativity, because we all have gifts and talents. Kind of tap into those things, and those things can bring us peace and bring some ease as well to, a chaotic life. Because my life can go from 0 to 100 just with dealing with the children, you know. I find sometimes I can get real worked up, and they're like, "Mom, you know, chill out. You going hard right now." But, you know, and I take heed to it. I try to. So those are some things I just wanted to share with you all. I didn't want to be before you long. I am looking for people to definitely reach out to me on social media and share with me your thoughts in regards to the podcast. What are some topics that you guys would like to talk about? We can make this podcast as interactive as possible. I'm definitely working on a few things with quite a few people, so we have some great things actually coming up. So just, you know, thanks everybody for your support and your love. And I hope that today's segment would be an inspiration to someone who feels like their life is in turmoil, and how to just ease yourself away from it and kind of look at things from a different light. I was sharing with someone actually tonight, you know, today that, you know, they was like, "Well, I got this going on and this person doing this to me." And, you know, I just kind of said, "Hey, you know, take a step back and have you thought about some of the things that you can do for yourself?" You know, you can always go down that road, but then, you know, what are some of the things that you've done differently? Okay, you know that's a road of destruction, right? You know, there's a whole lot of bumps on that road. How are you going to pad yourself as you're going down that road? Are you going to just continuously, like, bash the person, even bash, you know, male bashing? I try my best not to do any male bashing in, you know, the current situation that I'm in. You know, I definitely don't bash. I just look at positive ways in regards to look at it differently. So with that being said, I was just like, you know, encouraging the person to kind of look at the situation from a different standpoint. You know, what are some things that you can do for yourself, you know, to create some kind of peace in the chaotic time, you know, instead of bashing the person that's created the chaos? You know, it's all their fault. You know, what are some ways that, you know, you can come up with and create, you know, some peace for yourself, so that way when you run up against that person again, or that person, you're going to see them in the next few days, you know, you're going to go off on them, or, and, you know, ready to fight or whatever, or you're going to kind of take it in a different situation and say, "You know what, I'm going to take the high road, or I'm going to be the bigger person," you know, what have you. So, you know, I just want to, you know, share that as well. So I'm hoping again that this was helpful to everybody. I don't want to keep going on and on, but I hope everyone has a great week, and thanks for listening. As I close today, I want to leave you with a thought, or a question, or even a certain situation, however you want to leave it or put it today. Have you ever been, you've ever had any thoughts or feelings of doing something that you really, really was interested in, but you was afraid to do it because you felt like it was you weren't in the right position, or you felt like you weren't going to get the right support, or you couldn't do this or you couldn't do that because someone would look at you differently. But you had dreams, goals, aspirations of doing certain things, and these goals are positive goals. But you put them on a back burner because you think about what other people may think or feel about them. Well, I'm here to tell you just the opposite. Do not put your goals, your dreams, your aspirations on the back burner because someone else may look at them as different, or saying, oh, you're too messy, or you're doing too much, or you don't have the money for that. What do you mean that? You don't have the education for that. I'm here to tell you, do not let that stop you. I've had many goals, dreams, aspirations from the day I was born. And a lot of them, I'm just fulfilling. And now a lot of them, I have not fulfilled yet. And some, for some reason, it's been because of some of the things I just mentioned. Now, me in a different place in my life, nope, it's not going to stop me from doing what I have been inspired to do. I feel as long as I'm not out here twerking, jerking, or whatever, making negative comments to people, then I'm okay. I believe if you're putting some positive energy into the world, then you'll definitely get something back. You will definitely reap whatever you sow. If you trust God and believe and have faith and know that your goals that you're trying to reach are positive, creative goals, aspirations, and dreams that will not only touch the life, your life, but your family's life, then move forward. Don't let anybody stop you. There will be people along the way that will not be in your favor or in your corner. No matter how good your situation is or no matter how good your idea is, I say whatever your goal and dreams and aspirations are, write them down. Make a plan. You know, my dad always said you can't bite off too much than you can chew. And then he says, how can you eat an elephant? And I'll say one bite at a time. So with that being said, look at your elephants. Look at your goals. Start making plans. And just take one bite at a time.